Monday Night Talk on Twitter. Start at 959watd.com/Monday Night Talk. And don't forget to add hashtag Monday Night Talk to your tweets. We now return to Kevin Tachi and Monday Night Talk.
And we return to Monday Night Talk, our very first guest, somebody who has sat in on the show a couple of different times, a faithful listener as well. We have Paula Harris joining us. Good evening, Paula.
Hey, Kevin. How are you?
It's going pretty good. Joe is also here.
Joe, nice to hear from you as well.
Yes, same.
So talk to us. You got an event coming up this Wednesday, starting at 7 o'clock. And it's geared towards money and kind of speaking to women as to what several areas as to how to manage money.
It's more about being mindful about money.
So
our firm, we are very passionate about empowering women to take control of their money, because a lot of our clients are widows, and we find that they really come to us not having dealt with the money in their lives. So we've been doing more and more to outreach to women to get them to think about it earlier in their life so that they can be empowered and make decisions. And I've been doing a lot of speaking lately, and one of the themes that keeps coming up is, boy, this is just really about being mindful about money. So I created a program that I'm offering through the Duxbury Before and After Dark Adult Education, and it's called Money Mindfulness, A Conversation About Money for Women.
Okay. And what, now, is there any pre-registration? Do folks who want to attend this, do you need them to pre-register?
Yes, because one of the things they do is they do cut off registration at a certain point, and sometimes these classes don't get enough people, and unfortunately everyone signs up late these days, that they may not run the class if people don't sign up soon. So the Duxbury Before and After Dark has a website, into the Duxbury Public Schools, which is www.duxbury.k12.ma.us, and folks can sign up online, or they can actually, there's a phone number to call as well, which I just have to grab.
Okay.
And that you have to wait for during the day, but that number is 781-934-7633. And one of the things I try to do, Kevin, with my workshops is to really make them interactive so that people get a chance to talk about things together. And I try to focus on everyday decisions that we all make about money that can have great impact. And one of the things we'll talk about on Wednesday is really thinking about your values and then aligning your spending with your values. So I can give you an example. You know, if you're someone who every day goes out and buys, you know, coffee on your way to work, and at the end of the week you say, geez, I don't really have much left. You go, did that really bring me any value? And for some people, they'll say, it's the best money I ever spent. I love the experience of going into the coffee shop. And others would say, I don't even remember if I went that day or what it tasted like. Yeah, it brought me no value.
So being smart about money management, acknowledging spending habits, stuff like that?
Yeah, along those lines. And, you know, a lot of us, as we get older, we start to look around our homes and we say, they're filled with a lot of stuff. How did I get this stuff?
George Carlin.
Yeah, okay, exactly.
George Carlin, everybody has their stuff. Joe, you have a question.
Well, I actually was going to say that I can relate to the going to get the coffee and then all of a sudden not realizing where all my money went. So I downloaded the Every Dollar budget app and realized that I actually had more money than I realized just by doing some simple budgeting. So it's just something that, you know, I think I can more recently kind of relate with anyways.
Yep. And I think in our society today, a lot of people subscribe to the theory of retail therapy. So there's
yes.
Something's missing in their life, and there's an itch, and they say, geez, I'll go shopping. That'll fix it. And they'll buy something. And then, like, a day, a week, a couple hours later, they'll say, that didn't fix it. I'll go buy something else. And I think a lot of people spend a lot of time not focusing on sort of what brings them true joy and happiness in their life. And this could be people who have a little money or a ton of money. So it doesn't really relate. It's more of a mindset. And so when you start to think about, gee, would I rather spend my money on stuff or would I rather have an experience and take that really cool vacation with my family? And it's just starting to think about what really brings you value in your life, and to make sure that you make those everyday decisions so that they align.
I think she's absolutely right.
Yeah. For me, I don't think anything makes you happy, Kevin.
No, I disagree. actually, my trips with my girlfriend Sandy, when we I'm telling you, one of the little things that folks don't know is when it comes to like planning a vacation, she does her homework, and we have the most magnificent vacation. She plans it out, and we're getting ready to go to Disney. We're going to go to California, and that's those are the little gems that I like is disappearing for a week, just unplugging her and I,
yep,
and just enjoying each other's company somewhere.
Yeah.
I was having a conversation with a woman earlier today, and she said, yeah, I started to realize I didn't need to bring my boyfriend another T-shirt. He already has 200 of them, and because he's not going to realize that I love him because I brought him a T-shirt. If I actually spend time with him, that would bring more value to our relationship. I was like, ah, that's a very good point.
Yeah, but I like T-shirts.
Yeah, do you need 200 of them?
Or anything freaky.
You have no idea. That's usually the thing that I bring back from a vacation. It's usually two or three T-shirts, something that I don't have.
Yeah, spending money on something, that's a great point. Spending money on a vacation or something to get away, if it's a true value, you know, really doesn't bother me anyways in terms of spending the money on it.
So Paula, so folks who are just tuning in right now and they want to know a little bit about yourself and some of the work that you do over at WH Cornerstone Investments, if you would, give a little background on yourself and a little bit of an update as to this event taking place this Wednesday.
Sure. So we've my husband Bill and I run the business. Our office is located in Kingston. Next year we head into our 20th year. We do work, a tremendous amount of our work is with women, as I said, and women who've lost a spouse, who've been widowed, and we really like helping them rebuild their financial life after that type of situation. We provide our services for a fee, so we are much more of an advisor. We're not in the business of selling products. And that's a big deal for clients when they know they can come in and have those trusted conversations with people. And then I usually do these talks a couple of times in different locations. This one will be this Wednesday night, 7 o'clock at the Alden Library in Duxbury. Again, it's being offered through the Before and After Dark program, which is through the Duxbury Public Schools. They do a tremendous amount of great adult education. I'm not doing it this semester, but I also teach mozzarella making, a 30-minute recipe, which I teach through this program as well. But I'm on hiatus for that for the fall, so we're focusing on money mindfulness for women.
Okay. If you need to kind of, you know, do a little practice mozzarella making on the air or something, you can always give Joe and I a call. Maybe we'll do a radio segment on it.
It will be... it's a little bit of a visual, hands-on, but we could try to see how we can make it tie to radio. And I'll tell you how I learned to make it is actually a great story. It comes out of an estate planning issue around the O'Neill Dairy Farm in Duxbury. So I can talk to you about that a whole other time.
Okay, sounds like a plan. Well, listen, we want to thank you so much for joining us. And if folks want to find out more about you and Bill, how can they do that?
Sure, you can visit our website at whcornerstone.com. And we've got lots of information on the site, and we're also on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn, so we look forward to connecting with folks.
And make sure you tell Billy said hi.
I absolutely will. Thank you, Kevin and Joe.
You got it. There she is. Paula Harris with WH Cornerstone Investments. We are going to just kind of disappear for a second or two, but when we come back, more Monday Night Talk right here on 95.9 WATD.
This is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi, on 95.9 WATD.